Hello, my name is Lily Chaudhry, and you're listening to Happiness Now, Secrets to Success from the East and West. This podcast is all about empowering us to achieve happiness and success in every aspect of our life. And we look at wisdom that's found in different cultures about this topic. These talks are based on the works of Qasim Ali Shah. He's a renowned motivational speaker based in Lahore, Pakistan. There is an amazing, almost magical thing that we can all do that can change our lives completely and almost instantly create joy and happiness and transform our relationships, our health, and it can even improve the lives of those around us. And that thing is gratitude. And with Thanksgiving coming up in just a few weeks around the corner here in the U.S., I thought it would be the perfect time for us to explore this incredible topic and phenomenon. It's said that the prophet Moses was one of the few lucky people who would get to speak to God and God would speak back to him. And it's said that he would go on a mountaintop and have conversations with God. Once he was walking past a man who stopped him and said, "Oh Moses, please give God a message from me. He has given me so much in life and I have everything that I need. And yet he keeps giving me more. I don't deserve it and I don't have a need for it. So please tell him to stop giving me so much." Moses agreed and he walked ahead. And he met another man who was lying in the sand. He had torn clothing, barely enough to cover himself. And he said, "Oh Moses, you're going to talk to God. Can you please give him a message from me? Tell him to please have mercy on me and to send some blessings my way. I barely have enough clothing to cover myself. He has truly deprived me." So Moses agreed and he went on. He went to God and he told him about these two men. God said, "About the first one, who said I gave him too much, tell him to stop thanking me, because when my servant thanks me, I give him more. And about the second man, who said he has nothing, tell him to start thanking me for what I have given him, and I will give him more." So Moses took these messages back, and he said to the first man, "God says stop thanking him if you want him to stop giving you so much. How can I stop thanking my Lord when that is all I have that I can do for all the blessings that he gives me?" Moses said, "Then you will keep getting more, and God will not stop giving to you." Then Moses went ahead to the second man who was sitting in the sand and said, "God says you need to start thanking him." And the man said, "What should I thank him for? I have almost nothing." And just then a wind came and blew away the little tattered clothing that he had. And so I think this story teaches us that gratitude increases our blessings. Qasim Ali Shah mentions that learning from his gurus in his life, he learned that gratitude is not just with words, it's in giving. Giving anything good, giving from our wealth, giving from our love, giving our time, giving our kindness, giving our comforting words, our knowledge, and ultimately giving someone some type of ease. He says he learned that gratitude is about sacrificing our blessings for the sake of the one who gave us the blessings in the first place. You see, adding gratitude to our lives doesn't just give us a nice feeling. It can be a force. It can be a power. It can open a new source of energy for us. In this episode, we're going to discuss the what and the why of gratitude. The how, I'm going to leave up to you. And we'll see how this attitude is important for building great relationships, attracting more blessings, and achieving spiritual growth. When I first heard some of Qasim Ali Shah's lectures about 2 years ago now, one of the first ones was about gratitude. And I remember I started to realize that I was using so much of my life complaining about the things that were wrong or that I didn't like, that I was wasting a lot of precious time instead of enjoying the time and life that God had given me and instead of actively trying to make it better. I realized that I had to be the one to change, not those around me. Not my circumstances. It was in my hands. I was in charge of how I felt. And once I realized this, my life did change for the better. I was almost instantly happier. I mean, I know I argued a lot less with my husband. He may or may not agree with that. I started being easier and more relaxed around my kids and actually started enjoying those things, the chores, the work that I used to complain about or even dread before. And it was Gossam Ali Shah's talks on gratitude that really made me want to do this podcast, along with my sister Rabia strongly encouraging me along as well. Because once I became more grateful and changed my internal attitude, and with that, my external actions, and became happier, I realized that our happiness and success in life are really in our control. God puts us in a situation, but it's up to us what we make of it. So I wanted to share that wisdom that I learned from him about self-empowerment through changing ourselves, even something as small as adding gratitude in our lives. So the attitude of gratitude has two parts, feeling it and expressing it. And I believe both are different, but equally important. So let's start with step one, feeling it. We can start by always reflecting on what we have. And this is the feeling it part. This is feeling gratitude. And feeling gratitude is particularly important because it requires some reflection. There's a story of a man who went to a saint to attain some wisdom, and the saint lived in a jungle. On his first night, he was told by the saint to take off his jacket and brave the cold of the night, and by the morning he was freezing cold. The saint returned his clothes and said, "I did this so that you recognize the blessings of having clothes. Now when you see someone who doesn't have this blessing, it'll be easy for you to feel for that deprived person." The next day, the saint asked him to stay hungry for 2 days. When the man felt he was dying of hunger, the saint provided him food and repeated the earlier lesson. "Now you know how the hungry feel and why you should always feed the hungry when you yourself are well fed." So we see that the first lesson that the saint wanted to teach a student was of gratitude. And it's only when we can sincerely feel gratitude that we can translate it into an expression, a sincere action. And that leads us to step two. Step two is expressing gratitude. And gratitude for things is expressed through serving others. By helping others in some way, Gossam Ali Shah says his understanding of expressing gratitude is no less than giving others those things that we ourselves are grateful for. That's quite a high bar to reach, a very noble way of thinking. But there are other ways people can express their gratitude and serve others. There's a book, a memoir by John Kralik, a man who says his life was changed by the simple habit of writing thank you notes. His book is called A Simple Act of Gratitude, How Learning to Say Thank You Changed My Life. Kralik says the idea of a year-long act of gratitude came to him on a day when he was desperately looking for something, anything to be thankful for. It was New Year's Day in 2008. On that day, he went up for a walk on Echo Mountain Trail in Pasadena, California, where he lived. At age 53, John Kralik was at a terrible low in his life. His law firm was failing. He was struggling through a painful second divorce. He was 40 pounds overweight. His girlfriend had just broken up with him. He had grown distant from his older two children, and he was afraid of losing contact with his younger daughter. He was living in a small apartment with no heating and no air conditioning. And overall, his desires and dreams of success and happiness seemed to be slipping away beyond his reach. So during that desperate walk in the hills on New Year's Day, John heard a voice in the mountains. Wherever it came from, it didn't seem to come from himself. And the voice told him, "You need to be grateful for the things that you have. Don't focus on the things you want or the things that you lost." That voice and that message stuck with him. Inspired by a beautiful, simple note that his ex-girlfriend had sent to him for a Christmas gift, John imagined that he might find a way to feel grateful by writing thank you notes. To keep himself going, he set himself a goal that he would write 365 thank you notes in the coming year. So one by one, and day after day, he began to handwrite thank you notes for gifts of kindness he'd received from loved ones or coworkers, from past business associates, from college friends, from doctors, store clerks, handymen, really anyone who had done him any type of good, however small or big. He slowly started to realize how his children, his friends, his co-workers, acquaintances, even baristas, had blessed his life and acknowledged their impact by writing to them. And when he did this, his blessings seemed to multiply. When he was grateful for clients paying their bills, they seemed to pay faster. When he thanked lawyers for referring clients to him, they referred more. And the benefits were not just economic. As his barista at Starbucks later told a reporter, she said, "When I saw it, I realized that what I do really counts." So by showing to others how their lives added meaning to his, Kalik found them reflecting back to him that his life also had meaning in theirs. He gained an overall sense of peace, a belief that his life was and had been a good one. John Kralik says that his practice of gratitude earned him surprising and quick financial gains, true friendships, weight loss, and inner peace. I think he hit the jackpot. And he says that while he was writing these notes in 2008, the economy collapsed, the bank across the street from his office failed, but thank you note by thank you note, his life was turning around for the better. So I want to now discuss what scientific research shows us are the benefits of gratitude, the power of gratitude. In an article by Lisa Firestone, she says, "Gratitude is perhaps the most important key to finding success and happiness in the modern day. Knowing what we appreciate in life means knowing who we are, what matters to us, and what makes each day worthwhile. Paying attention to what we feel grateful for puts us in a positive frame of mind. It connects us to the world around us and to ourselves. And research demonstrates that focusing on what we're grateful for is a universally rewarding way to feel happier and more fulfilled." There was a study done in 2014, and it was published in Forbes magazine, and it lists the scientifically proven benefits of gratitude. And the research supports that there are 7 major benefits to having gratitude. The first is gratitude opens the door to more relationships. The study shows that when we thank someone new, that they're more likely to want an ongoing relationship with us. Acknowledging other people's contributions can lead us to new opportunities. Number 2, gratitude improves our physical health. Grateful people experience fewer aches and pains, and they report feeling healthier than other people, those who feel less grateful. Number 3, gratitude improves psychological health, and I think this is obvious. It's revealed that having gratitude reduces the multitude of toxic emotions like envy, resentment, frustration, or regret, and it confirms that having gratitude effectively increases happiness and reduces depression. Number 4, gratitude enhances empathy and reduces aggression. So people who are grateful are generally more sensitive and empathetic towards others. Number 5, grateful people sleep better. So they derived this from a study observing people who just spent a few minutes every day writing down what they're grateful for before going to bed. Number 6, gratitude improves self-esteem. And we talked about the importance of self-esteem and self-confidence in one of our previous episodes. So here, people who have gratitude become less resentful towards people, and they feel better about themselves. Number 7, gratitude increases mental strength. In a 2006 study showed that Vietnam War veterans with higher levels of gratitude experienced lower rates of PTSD. So recognizing all that we have to be thankful for, even during the worst times in our lives, fosters resilience. And I actually want to list number 8 myself. People who are more grateful can have a stronger connection with God. In a statement by the Prophet Muhammad, it said, "Whoever amongst you wakes up secure in his property, healthy in his body, and he has food for the day, it's as if though he were given the entire world." So here, as long as you have safety, health, and food, we really have it all. Because the attitude of gratitude also has a spiritual side to it. Because some people are able to have a grateful attitude even in their darkest days. The hugely influential 12th century theologian Ibn Taymiyyah was imprisoned many times in his life, mainly for refusing to stop teaching his views, promoting Orthodox Islam, and teaching against popular modern practices like grave worship or saint worship. But being persecuted and imprisoned never changed him. He continued his life mission of teaching what he believed, even within prison. And it's said he wrote over 300 books in his life, almost all of these while in jail. In one of his most famous statements, he said, "What can my enemies do to me? My paradise is in my heart. It is with me wherever I go. To imprison me is to provide me with seclusion, to be with my Lord. To exile me is to send me on a journey in the path of God. And to kill me is to make me a martyr." So he took his persecution and turned it into his biggest blessing, through gratitude for whatever life brought his way. You know, we all have the ability and opportunity to cultivate gratitude by just taking a few minutes to focus on all that we have rather than complaining about the things that we think we deserve or the things that we want. Developing an attitude of gratitude is one of the simplest ways to improve our satisfaction with life. And in remembering the sentiment of Ibn Taymiyyah, the reality is our paradise is in our heart. So each day, we can take some time out to feel gratitude and to express gratitude. Thank you so much for joining us today. If you've enjoyed our podcast, please share it with others. And of course, please feel free to share your comments and questions with us. You can message us on our website, www.happinessnowpodcast.com, or send us a message on Facebook. Until next time, I'm Lily Chaudhry. Please take care and take control.